So we're focused on the Mishnah on Tesamah Beis.
Oh, I am going to mention this. What I was planning to do in terms of continuing with Ian Kahn, which I'm again hoping to do, is after we get through with Safsal and then the other sugi over there with the Hikaru Asara, those, going back to the Mishnah and doing the sugi that we kind of skipped, because I was like thinking, oh, we should start from Daf Yud because they told me to get up to Daf Tes, but I think what they meant is up to the Mishnah, not Daf. So there's great Fiyasubi Pshia Sopo Ba'onis sugi over here. There's like, so that's what I'm going to do after we get to there. And just sort of organize, Ian Kahl is going to be starting with the Mishnah on Tesla and Bays and moving forward, be Ian Kahl. All right. So anyway, the second halacha, right? The first halacha is always, we'll come back to one day, I hope. But the second halacha is Rukshakti b'miksas, nisko, chavti b'tashlimin, what is that telling me, that line? So we said the yesod of that line basically is teaching what seems to be a very pashut yesod. Anyone? What's the yesod of the Mishnah? Yes. Into it. What is the halacha?
A lack of shmir against
the... Right, so well, that's the first halacha, right? First of all, is if I am Hoshev and my Shmira, Hafshati is Nizko, and then I'm going to be Chayiv and the two Lashanas and Rashi. The second one's saying something different. The second one is going beyond that. The one that we're focused on is something else. Right? What is the Yisov that we're focused on?
Oh,
what is the
mix-up?
Right. In other words, throw in the Nimukiyos. So again, basically, what the Yisov of this Mishnah is in Halacha number two. Is that it's a chiddush. The chiddush is that even if you didn't do the whole thing, you weren't machshir the whole thing. Someone else is machshir robe, even. But you were machshir part, and the critical part, which is the gemiras ha-hechshir nezek, then you're going to be chayv like you did the whole thing. Right? That's the yisod. Right? So the Gemara then starts on Daf Yud to try to give me an illustration of this yisod. Where do we see it? Give me a case. So the Gemara, remember, successfully in Daf Yud came up with a case in the context of which Nezek, Av Nezek, Bor, right? So that's on Yud Amud Aleph, right? Tanur Rabbanan, Shapti Mixas Nisko, Chavti B'Tashlumi and Nisko, Vechshikon Nisko, Ketzad, Hachofer Bor, right? Somebody does a Bor up to 9, and you Mashlima to 10, right? There's the case, right? What's going to be the din? Right? The person who was mashlim it to 10, right? Why? What's the din? Well, there's depends on which one of the lashonos in the Gemara you use. The Gemara presents it two ways, right? The Gemara says, if I'm just talking about Misa, the Chuli Alma, everyone agrees that for sure the Achron is Chayev, and the first guy is not Chayev. And that we all thought was very, very logical. It made a lot of sense. It was Farab Shusha. Why? He's the only one who did a Bor Shal Misa. The first guy did not do a Bor Shal Misa. He did a Bor Shal Hezek. Why should he be chayav for a Misa? Right? So that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's Chacham, and everybody agrees. But what if in the same scenario, the first guy did 9, and then someone was mashed him to 10, the short didn't die, but he got injured. Who's out? Now what's the din? Now it's Machlokes. Right? A Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. And Rabbi Yehuda says... What's logical, right? Again, Rabbi Yehuda is sticking with Svara, right? What is what's the logical thing that should happen? If somebody dug a bor shel 9, is he machshir nezek?
Yes.
And then someone added to it a new level of hechshir nezek. I'm purposely saying it that way. It wasn't that he just added to it, but he added to it even a new level of hechshir nezek. What do I mean? He made it into a bor misa, from a bor nezek to a bor misa. So the most logical thing is they both should be chayev. They both should be. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. Comes along the Chacham and they say no. We're going to say that the Achron is Chayav alone, even in that case. So that was the difficulty, which was solved. And then we realized that's what Rashi's talking about when he jumps into Gzeiros HaKasuv, and that's what Tosfos is talking about when he jumps into Gzeiros HaKasuv. They're both very concerned that we should realize that the Chiddush isn't what the Chachamim are saying. The fact that in that case of Nezek, that the first guy is Potter, why on earth should he be Potter? Why should we be Masalik his Chiyav Nezek? That's the way the Gemara and Daf Nanala puts it, right? Why should the first one be Pater? He made a boar. He was Machshir Boar Shal Nezek. And someone got Huzak in it. So why should he be Pater? It's Gzeir Sakasav. By Mesi Yalo and the whole Gzeir Sakasav on Daf Nanala. Right? Okay, so then we said, on the heels of the Tosfos on Yud Amud Aleph on the bottom, we said, all right, so we have this case. It's not the smoothest, right, illustration of the Mishnah, right? But the Gemara then, subsequent to the case of Bor, starts to say, wait a second. Bor's, this is not the only case, Bor. Right, that's it. That's the only illustration of this din, of somebody who's going to be Mashir, the Mixas is going to be Chayav Bekulo. Right? Is that this the only illustration? What about all these other cases? And then the Gemara offers first a case of Shomer, Shomrim by a shore, and then a case of Eish, and then a case of Adam Amazik, you know, one after the other, and gives it, us all these. So Tosis is bothered by, why are we doing that? All we need is one illustration. Why do we have to start going with these Hesu Lekas? What's the problem? Right? You know, like, what are we showing off? You know, what's going on? So what's the answer? So the answer was, well, it's a very cumbersome presentation, the Bor case. It's being presented with Machlokes and the two Lishonos. Let's just have a smooth, easy presentation. There's one Yesod, simple Yesod, right? What's the simple Yesod? Is the Yesod that's Alpi Svara. What's the Yesod Alpi Svara? Which is the final guy that did some Gemiras of the Hechsher Nezek, he's the one that should be Chayiv. And he'll be Chayiv for the whole thing, even if there was someone else that contributed significantly all the way up. They put 9 tfachim into this boar. You just put in the 10th. Still, you're going to be chayav. You're going to be chayav. Okay, so that's what we're looking for by bringing in these other cases. Right? And it made sense because it couldn't be the din that the chachamim have, because that's exeris kosov limited to the context of boar. It doesn't necessarily extrapolate out to the other avos nezikin. The only thing that can extrapolate out necessarily to other areas of Nezikin is things that are not dependent on the Gzeiros HaKasav, but just will be able to be understood through Svar. Okay. So we started giving those examples. So we're going to come back to the Shomrim one in a second, but I'm going to skip to the second one first. We're going to do, on the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph, we'll start with Rav Sheshes' example. What was his example? Mar b'vechavi. Okay, so what's that case? So a guy makes a fire, right? And then another person, right? Guy makes a very nice fire. And then another person adds to the fire, mar b'vechavila, and we say that that should be another example of the guy that was mar b'vechavila, he'll be chayev, and the first guy won't be, and doesn't that illustrate our principle? Right? This isn't a Braisa, it's not a Mishnah, it's just his own idea. Rav Sheshes says, I could conceive of a more easy way to illustrate the din in the Mishnah than what you did with your boar and machlokas and all the other lashonos. We'll just do it this way. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Hechidami. What exactly is this case? Because depending on how this case operates, maybe you're not going to really make it to our chiddush. You're going to give me a misrepresentation. So that's exactly what happened. So the Hechidami works. What are the possibilities? So the Gemara says first, Hechidami, we're going to say, E, right? E, de belav you lo azla pshita. What does that mean? That means that if we had a case where the first guy's fire never would have gotten to the Gaddish, but because he added to the Gaddish, it got to the added to the fire, it got to the Gaddish, pshita what? He's chayev. Is it our chiddush? Not at all, because he's not just mixas, the hezek in that case. He's kulo. He did the whole thing. So that can't be pshita. And then we said, okay, what's the other hechidam? What's the other possibility? That it would have reached anyway. And then my ka'avid. Now, what's my ka'avid? That's what we focused on last week. My ka'avid, machlokes, Tosfos, and Rashi, right? What does Rashi say? My ka'avid is he's Pater Lagamer. He should be Pater Lagamer. What did he do? We'll come back to Rashi in a second, actually. We're going to focus much more on Rashi. Tosfos says, everybody's chayav. My ka'avid fair, right? Why is this guy any more chayev, and this is why he doesn't fit with our Mishnah, than the first guys, right? The first guy made a fire, he was machshir nezer. Yes, it was going to reach the Gaddish? Yes. The second guy hastened it. Whatever he did, he was marvin v'chavila. He made it happen sooner. Okay, so yeah, I think he should be chayav, says Tosfos, but I think both of them should be chayav. Maika Avid Tzve. Comes along Rashi, and he says, no, that's not the Maika Avid Pshat, right? Maika Avid Pshat means, I think that only the first guys should be chayav, the ones who made the fire, and the marvin v'chavila, he should be patur legamre.
Later, this case is totally different.
Not this, the Mabio
Chavila, right. How would that work in this case?
Hold up. I'll talk to you after. It's like a whole tangent. So we focused on Rashi. So we said, well, does Tosfos make sense? Let's start with that. Does Tosfos make sense? Tosfos is saying everybody should be chayav, right? Because everybody did, and Maisa has it.
It's terrible with the Lashon.
Right, the Lashon is terrible, right? It's, it doesn't say the word tzve. It says, my covet is go like Rashi. Very good. So we really want Rashi to work. Whatever. We like the ones that have better language adherence. So how did we explain Rashi? So we gave two explanations. We gave the famous raid in all the yeshivas, which is the Ksos, right? This is one Chazon Ish likes, and many, many people like, but we'll see, that what's operating here is... it's related to the sugya on Daf Yud Zayin and later of right baser v'yikara azamina, right tava tavira mana tavira tava, which means what? Why? What's our big question? Our big question is everybody agrees the first guys are chayav. They made a fire that was going to be machshir nezek and create nezek. Why should the second guy be potter? So it comes along the Ksos and he explains it like this. He says, well, you know, Eishel Mishum Chitza, right? And the fire is like, you know, an arrow. And this arrow is heading for that Gadish. Therefore, it's analogous to the case of the guy who threw the Kli off the cliff and it was about to break, and the guy hit it with a Makel, and we say, he's Pater. Why is he Pater? Mana Tvira Taba. And even, let's say, there was a Kli down there, and someone shot an arrow at it, right? So also, maybe that's Mana Tvira Taba, right? And in both those cases, everyone would be putter if they would damage that. Comes the Ksos and he says, that's pshat over here, right? That the fire is heading definitively into this Gadish. The Gadish is like a Gadish Nisraf already. And therefore, when the second guy does something, he's doing nothing because it's already gone. It's already a mana tadira tava. So that's the Ksos' approach. Now, does it fit in with Machlokes Rashi Tosfos? Beautifully. It does. And this is one of the strengths of this approach. Because Tosfos, right? So if it's mana tvira tavar, so why would Tosfos say that you're chayev, right? Tosfos is saying you're chayev for burning it. The second guy's chayev. Why doesn't he hold mana tvira tavar? Right, but this is exactly the shitasu. If you saw on Yud Zayin, there's a little tiny Tosfos, right? That says he's machali between two cases. He says, when the guy throws the kli off, like the case in the Gemara, throws the kli off and it's heading to get smashed, and the guy then knocks it, so that's mana tvira tava. That he agrees. When does he say, svarab shoot l'chalek? That's the expression he uses, which to me is beyond. But he says, if you shoot an arrow or throw a rock at the kli, that Tosa says is a much different case, and in that case, I would say the guy's chayev, and it's not a mana tvira tava. And therefore, it's beautiful. So that's why Tosfos is saying chayav here, because we're talking about eishem shem chitzov. It's like a arrow shot. You could, it's efshar behatzala. There's all sorts of things you can interrupt the definitive destruction of the Gadish. And therefore, Tosfos is very, very meduyak. It's very, very nice. And that's the Ksos. So what's the problem with this Ksos? So we mentioned quickly, just too, if you look up the sugya on Daf Yud Zayin and elsewhere, the problem with using Aslina and Amana Tzira Tavar is that, number one, in the Gemara, it is not an necessarily accepted principle, right? Rabba accepts it as a Dabba Pashad, and Rava is pondering it. And the Rishonim, without going into it, the Rish and the Ramban, are already not, they're calling it a Safik Ledin. They don't think it's an absolute. So right away, that you know, puts a real downer on using that as Pshat, when we are saying, it's pashut. We're saying over here in the Gemara that my kavod, davar pashut. There's no discussion of, you know, different circumstances and that possibly it'll depend on how you feel about basad mikara, azlin, and rabba. None of that. It's a davar pashut. So We went with what Rav Asher Arieli suggested, a different approach, and not just Rav Asher, but many, many other achronim. They suggest that a better approach is the following yesod, that when do we say that a person will be chayev for being machshir nezek? That's, at least according to Rashi, only if there's no preceding hechshir nezek. If you are the only machshir nezek, right, without a preceding machshir nezek, ein hechshir acher hechshir is the way we'll express it, then you could be chayev. But if there's already a machshir nezek in place, ein hechshir acher hechshir, and that's really what's driving Rashi's shita. So therefore, Rashi says pater on that basis. The problem that we ended with was Tosfos has a pretty good raya that he's right, because Tosfos apparently says yesh hechshir acher hechshir. Right? Tosfos is willing to say even though we have the hechshir mazik in place, that was the rishon that made this fire that was going to ultimately burn the gadish. Nevertheless, another hechshir mazik of equal potency, right? That was the little details that we got into, right? Will also be considered hechshir mazik, and both of them will be chayev. That's what Tosfos says, and Rashi says, no, it's not true. So who's right in an argument like this? Well, are there any rayas in the Gemara one way or the other? So Tosfos seems to bring in a knockout raya, right? He brings in a case from Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, where it says that a person dug a bore that was 10, and then another person extended that bore from 10 to 20. And then another person went from 20 to 30. Kulan chayavin. Kulan chayavin. So what do we have here? We have a case of the first guy was machshir, a hezek of nisa in a bore. The other guy did it again. And the other one did it again. And they're all chayav. Isn't that a raya mukhrachas for Tosfos against Rashi? Do you want to ask something?
No.
Good. So we left off with, well, what could Rashi say to that? Right?
Why is that a question on this mahalik? It's a question on Rashi in general.
No, it's within this mahalik, it's a question on Rashi.
How would it supposed to do with that issue?
What does he say about that thing? We'll say that's not bad, actually. When you see the Rav Soloveitchik's answer for Rashi, is going to be the answer to your question.
Like maybe he would have solved Rashi.
Very good. That's very good. Very good. Yeah, I'm not differentiating which one's better on that basis. We'll have other things to do that with. The main problem was Rav Rabba for the Ksos. But on this, it's the same thing. But the Rav's teretz for this mahalach is going to work for that mahalach also.
Can you answer that? The case of those brothers is totally different, because that's each one on their own. If you take away that action before them, they each did a machshir, like a full bore of 10 on their own.
Yeah, but you can't deny the fact that it was done before them. That's too imaginary. In other words, the guy who makes the board 20, he's dealing with a board that's already 10.
The fact that he brings the case of increments of 10, and at the end, he brings the case where you go from 10 to 11.
Yeah, so we contrast those. Right, so the way, you know, and then we compared it to the Lipsa V'Liba HaRuach, right, the case of Daf Samech, that Tosfos. All of that seems to be just fine-tuning Tosfos' Shita, which is, he is going to acknowledge, like he says in the Tosfos over here, on Daf Yud as well, on Yud Amud Beis, he says in all of them, the second guy's got to do something of equivalent potency, that's why I put it that way before, it's got to be a Hechsher Mazik that's at least as much as the first one, right? Otherwise, it's not going to do it, right? So if I do a bor misa and you do a bor hezek of one tefach or two or three or four or five, six, seven, eight, nine, right? And it's not a bor misa that you're doing after me, then Tosfos would be moed that you're not chayav, the second guy, right? Where's he getting this from? Probably from Rabbi Yehuda's logical original shita, if you ask me, which was there was. It seems to be that you need there. It's even bigger. Like you need to be go from a misa. From a bor mazik to a bor misa before he said that both will be chayav for nezek. But don't worry about that now.
What exactly is the svar behind the
saying? Ein hechshir
acher
hechshir. You say yesh. Yesh hechshir acher. In other words, Tosfos. What's Tosfos saying? So he's saying like this. He's saying we're gonna again. He's like off the heels of Rabbi Yehuda Shita on Daf Yud, which was right. How did you understand on Daf Yud? The case was someone did bor pes, mashlim to yud. If the shor just gets hurt, they're both chayav. Now the first guy was machshir for nezek. What did the other guy do? He just added a tefach, right? So you could say, well, that he created a whole new shame bor. This is a bor shel misa, which is much worse than a Bor Shel Hezek. That's what, huh?
But only Nezek happened.
Exactly. So this could be the source for Tosfos' approach. Like he's seeing, like, that's the svara that we should say like this. The real source is going to be the Bor 10, Bor 20, Bor 30. That's like his raya, and it tells you, told him, why should I let the second guy off the hook? He's doing a maisa that's machshir nezek, right? He is doing one. It happens to be that someone did it before him. So he says, why should that make a difference? Right? You just feel it's more intuitive the way Rashi's doing it, right?
No, also, it seems like the case of Marv Chavilos is different from the Yod HaChayyot. Because Yod HaChayyot, it's...
Good. That's where we need to go. Really, but hold it a second. Don't say it yet. I'll call on you in a second. I just want to set that up. That's what we need to do, right? Because that the Kasha Rashi is... Rashi telling me that by the Marbet B'Chavilos, the second guy will definitely be Potter. And Tosas throws in his face, why? Look at this 10, 20, 30. Good. Now, we need to obviously understand why is Rashi looking at that board, 10, 20, 30 case differently. He has to be Moda, it's Bryce and Mufurish, that you're Chayiv for each one after the other. So again, now what were you going to say?
I'm going to say was... The Marbet B'Chavilos case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems to me that with CS is that you're kind of like hastening the process by Marbet B'Chavilos. I mean,
remember what we said last week was that at the end of the day, the Rashban and the Tosos and Beno Peretz and Tosos have to be saying, it's got to be analogous to a Bor 20 after a Bor 10, which means he's adding on the equivalent amount of ish that the first guy did. Right? It can't be like, right? That's what Tosa says at the end. It can't be like you're going to just throw a little twig in, right, and just hasten maybe a little. It means that it's of equal significance, right? It's got to be like that kind of thing. That's Rashi, yeah.
You bring it like you're
Makari. Right. In other words, it means like this. You made enough fire to get there, the first guy. Right? What does the second guy do? He adds more. And I'm gonna say the equal amount, he's certainly gonna be Makari, right? It's gonna happen much, much sooner than it would have happened.
Right. Versus the Yud or Yud, yeah. Having the same, whether it's Yud or it's Chof or it's Lah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The damage is going to happen. If anything's going to happen later, because it'll fall for a lot. Like you're not, for your case, you're not hastening the.
And you're close to the rav. You're close. You're onto something. But you got to be a little more less balabatish and more lum disoriented. So wait, hold it. You have a suggestion?
I'm just going to take the case closest quote is 10-20.
Yeah.
What is he doing? He's adding 10. 10 alone is enough to hurt it. If you mark the chavilos, that alone can't do anything without the other thing.
No, it could. That's the whole point.
How could
he added enough that on its own it could have done?
There's no fire.
Huh? No. He mark the chavilos. He's doing to this fire what would have been the equivalency of it itself. He's adding to it. I'll tell you the first thing. I thought of something, right? So it was very balabatish. You're not the only balabatish. I know that there is a big difference between a Bor 20 and a Bor 10. Right, and maybe this is why Rashi would say that case is different, right? Because what does Rashi mean? In order for Rashi to be Mechayev, he says he needs it to be like our baseline case of 9 to 10. What was special about the 9 to 10 case? Where Rashi's moded that the Achron is definitely Chayev. Why? Because it went from a Bor Nezek to a completely different chain Bor, a Bor Misa. So the problem over here is we're going from Bor Misa to Bor Misa. But are we? What is a Bor 10? You guys didn't get up to it yet. It's on like Daf Gimel. What is Bor 10 mean that it's a Bor Misa? It means every animal that falls into that Bor is going to die? Not even close. What's going to happen? It's Roy the Misa. That's the idea. It's Roy the Misa. What does that mean? Let me just finish the sentence. Unless you want to finish it for me?
No.
Okay. Roy the Misa means that if a Bor, let's say a shore falls into a Bor Shel Tess and dies, what am I going to say? There was something wrong with that shore. It died, nothing to do with the Bor. But if a shore falls into a Bor Yud, I'm going to attribute its death to that Bor. Does that mean 9 out of 9 shore that fall into, they're going to die? Absolutely not. Maybe 1 out of 10. It's Roy Lemisa. but a bor shel esrim vada. Now, I thought this is balabatish. I thought, well, there's a new shame bor here in this case, 10 to 20. I got something great, right? And then I see Rav Nachum says something very, very much. He has a car, you know, his bekiyah is much better than mine. So he starts flipping out these Gemara. He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that says, a Tosfos there that says this, that says that a bor shel yud is royal misa. A bor amil karbe, like esrim, is vada misa. And that could explain Rashi. And I thought, well, what a great chap. And then I said, oh, and Rav Nachum said it. This is Rav Nachum's answer to this shayla. He suggests this. But I think it's wrong. I mean, with Nechvodah. There's a big problem with that. What is it? Somebody tell me.
Well, there's a part of the theory.
Exactly. Very good. Exactly, right? You can tell me if the whole Brisa said from 10 to 20, you can tell me this big chap. Right? But from 20 to 30, that's the same shem bor. Right? You can't use that anymore. And from 20 to 30, you are chayiv. So we got back to the drawing board. We need to work with what you were saying, and the Rav, with his a little more lumbish way of expressing, I think, exactly what you were saying.
Why can't you say that from 10 to 20, you said the Lashon is Abba Karva?
Yeah.
So 10 to 20
Lashon. It's actually, you're going to see it on the Gimel also.
Right, but
you get there soon.
Let's say you're being chayiv on the board because of a chaval, the impact that the animal has. When it hits the floor.
Right.
So 10 to 20 made it probably more shy.
So you're saying it just keeps going up.
But it's about it.
You're saying
amal karbe doesn't necessarily mean 10 to 20.
Well, right. I mean, it's they refer to it that way. We're rejecting this anyway.
Specifically 20?
We're rejecting it anyway because you can't. You're saying like 30 is a, unless you say 30 is a new shem bor also, and then it's getting a little ridiculous.
The deeper it goes, the more bad it gets. So why wouldn't
that somebody? Yeah, but it's going to be the same shame with a little more percentage points. Right. In other words, at least in Lomdus, Rav Nachum could point.
Right. What I'm saying is that
No, there might be a different shame. So we'll see. But right. Yeah. But wait. I think the way it's expressed.
So why can't it be the numbers that Tosfos gives is like actual? Like once it gets to the maximum he gives Lamed, then you're done.
No, well, first of all, it's the Gemara, right? This is the Mefurish the Gemara is quoting, right? The Gemara says, first guy did 10, then the next guy did 20, and the next one did 30. Kulan chayavin. That's the price. That's the price. Right? Now, to me, it's conspicuous that they threw in the 30, because if it would have just said 10 to 20, you got a great shot. Because there are Makoros that say a 20, right? Right? The Habor Rekim Bomayim. Right? You know, the whole Vort and the Torah Tamima and the whole thing by Chanukah. Now's not the time to do it, but. It's a classic measurement for a bor that's mememis and betoras close to vada. Right? If someone falls into a 20, it's a different shame bor. That's what this Sanhedrin Memhei, that the Rav Nachum brings in, because he really wants to push this pshat. I don't know. He doesn't deal with the 30, and to me, that's a totally messes up this pshat. So comes along the Rav, and he says something else. The Rav says like this. The Rav says, you have to differentiate, right, between Eish and Bor. There is a very, very big difference between Eish and Bor. What was the Chumra Lagabe Eish you have in the Mishnah, even?
Even slower.
What? The Chumra Lagabe Bor from Eish. It's really the Chumra Lagabe all three Lagabe Bor. Leilech Ulahazik, right? And Bor just sits there, right? So comes the Rabbi and he says, when I'm dealing with Eish, right, I'm machsher nezek, right, from the beginning when I make this fire, and the siba for the nezek is the hechsher nezek. The siba for the hezek is the hechsher nezek, right? The victim is going to be victimized because of the maisa of making this Eish and sending my arrow out to get him. And that's totally a complete hechsher nezek. Now, if somebody comes after that, they're not doing anything. It's already in place, right? The full Hechshen Mazik is there. But what happens, and he says an incredible thing, what happens, this is in the Rishimos, if you want to see what the Rav says this, what happens if it's a bor of 10? Is that the same thing? What's a bor of 10? So bor of 10 is Machshir Nezek, potentially, even Shel Misa, but what's the Siba for the Nezek? What might happen with this bor of 10? Nothing will happen. Even if it's not covered. What's necessary for this boar to do nezek? Someone has to walk into it, or an animal has to walk into it. Something has to happen, which the Rav says is the siba for the nezek. That he says the real siba of this nezek, part of the gora nezek, is the nizak. So now I have a boar at hand. That's just sitting there. It's not bevada'ut gora any nezek because I don't have my nizak around yet. And now a guy adds to it another 10. And then a guy adds another 10. Who's the Baal HaBor? Who's the Baal HaBor? All of them. All of them are the Baal HaBor. All of them contributed to this bor. And it's not yet fully machshir nezek, or it didn't actually accomplish the nezek. It may never. It's you need a nizak to walk in. So he thinks that is a very, very smooth chiluk between the two cases. And Rashi will say, yeah, I agree. In a case of bor, dafka, where we have this stationary form of potential nezek, and the real siba for the nezek is the movement of the nizak, right? It's not anything in the boar itself. It's not in the maisa boar. You can have the boar defined until that nezek happens. And it can be defined, its bilus can be defined. First the 10 digger, then the 20, and then the 30. But with the esh, the moment he set it into the motion, the first guy, that was everything. That was everything. It had its trajectory. You know, it relates a little to mana tfira tava, right? It's the same kind of idea, but except without saying that it's necessarily happened yet. But he wants to be mechalik that and answer up Rashi that one. Okay. So that was really the easy shaila that we had. We had another shaila, and that was on the case before Rav Sheshes. That was the case of Rav Zeir. What was Rav Zeir's case? Right. So we had a Baal, and he said, I need you five shomrim. You five shomrim are going to watch my shul. Right? And they agree to do it. Right? They all agree to do it. And one of them is Poshea. And lo and behold, Nezek occurs. So who's Chayev? Right? I want to look at the case, right? The case is very straightforward. Who's Chayev? What does it say in that case? Right? So the Gemara says, why let that be the case of my Mishnah, right? The last guy, the guy who left, he's the Boshea, right? That's like Benixas, because the Shmira was supposed to be by all five of them, right? And he left, so he's the Boshea. So the Gemara says, no good. Hey Chidami, what are the exact circumstances of that case? Let's see if it really works to be giving the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So one possibility is what? What's the first possibility? Where it's going to be Pshita?
It's a bad shot.
Right? It's a wild, crazy shore. It needs all five of them. It needs all five of them to watch. So if that's true and this guy leaves, so Pshita what? That he's Poshea Legamre. He is Kol HaNezek. He did it all. They did their best. He left. It needed five. He left. That's not going to improve our Mishnah. Right, it's not a mixas. That's a kulo mazel. So, what's the other side of the hechidami? Well, right. What's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says they can do it without him. They can do it without him. So, my kavod again, machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Same exact machlokas is going to repeat itself. Right? Tosfos says my kavod means something that makes a lot of sense. Why did he do tvei? Then the other ones, they're all chayiv. According to Tosfos, everybody should be chayav here, which makes a lot of sense. They were all given this responsibility to watch the shore, right? It could have been done by any one of them, let's say, by themselves. But this guy left, and then obviously everyone else did a terrible job. They should all be chayav. Is there any reason to poter the first guy? Comes along Rashi, and he says, yes. Rashi says, Mike Avi, this guy who's the poshea, he's poter, and everyone else is chayav.
Are we assuming that this shore is bor? Because if we assume that it's bor, you could say that there's a chilek between having to have a shmir aliyah versus a regular shmir.
Well, I'm not ready for the chilek, yeah, but I'm sure he's bor because he sounds like a really horrible shore that goes around.
No, but he said that's why he's pater according to Rashi.
Why is he pater?
Because there's a special.
He left.
No, but there's a special din by mor that you don't need to have a shmir aliyah.
Right, no, but the point is when we say that
the four people, five people is a shmir aliyah, four people is a good
shmir. He didn't do a shmir in the club. He didn't do any shmir. He left. He left. There was a zero shmira from this guy. This guy did nothing. Right? So why should they be chayiv? They hung around. Right? Maybe they didn't do a good job, but at the end of the day, Tosfos makes a lot of sense, and the Rambam makes a lot of sense. The guy that left should be chayiv also, but Rashi says no. So we wanted to try to understand, why would that guy be pater? Why would that guy be pater? Now, could we say something like, in this case, he's a machshir acha machshir? What's the lachora? Can you say that?
He's the first one.
Absolutely not. It's the opposite. He's the first one out. Right? So we'll see. Hang on to the, you know, we'd like it to fit in with that same mahalach all the way through. So, anyone have a suggestion? Why on earth would this guy be pater? So, right, so we took the raid again. What's the raid on this? The raid explains it like this. They quote the Rush. The Rush says that what happens here is he left and they agreed to stay without him. And they agreed, we're going to take over. Right? So, in that case, he's off the hook and they're on the hook. But if they all had said with him, you're leaving, we're leaving, then Enochinami, everybody would be chayav. It's only because they said to him, the Rush says, it must be, the circumstances were, they said, we're okay if you leave. So comes the Nesivos, and the Nesivos wants to give it a little lumdisha kind of twist, and he says, yeah, you know, it's the equivalent of shomer shamaser v'shomer, right? It has to be a little more formalized than that, right? What do you mean they agreed to do it without him? That's the Baal said, that someone, everyone's got to watch. He has, in the end, there was Nezer, and he has equal achrayas. How did he give his achrayas over to them? Where was the formal acceptance of his achrayas shmira given over to them? So the Nesivos wants to say that shomer masim shomer. Who remembers the sugya of shomer masim shomer? What did it say in Bikias about shomer masim shomer? Does it work?
No.
What's the problem?
The Baal has the right to say.
Who says I trust his shrua, right? Who says I trust him altogether? Why the Nesivos anticipate someone's going to ask that kasha? Huh? So he's a great answer. Why is this case not a problem?
He trusted all of them.
Who made them shomrim? The Baal. The Baal made them shomrim, says Nesivos. So we don't have that issue. The Baal himself said, I appoint you. So he can't then say, oh, I don't trust you.
He appointed five.
So he trusted, it depends on how much he
knew. Because the Gemara even back there said that it might be that if the Shmira becomes a lesser Shmira, and that was the Maskana of upgrading the Shmira. But he says they go from a Shomer Sachet to a Shomer Chinam, is not necessarily so Pasha because he's more Panther. And they go over there, it's a lesser shmir. So why can't you say it here?
But first of all, you're talking about Yehuda Sheikh alone, right? Is that very Yehuda? And this, there's no reason to put this into a box that you're telling the Yehuda Sheikh. What's going on over here in the second case of the Hefidam, right? What's going on is they're saying, in this case, you don't need all five to watch. You definitely don't need all five to watch. What do you need? Less than all five, right? So this also sort of Nachum deals with, so we're going to just do him, and then we'll see if we're happy with it. Right? One of the things to realize is don't accept everything every Akram says, even my favorite, but Nachum. You have to assess it. So Nachum has the following answer to this problem. Why should it be that the Shomer is Potter? So he says, well, what's Pshat, and they can do it without him? So we mentioned there are two possibilities. One thing it might mean is, well, they don't need five, but they need four, right? They do need four, right? They could do it without him. You can say that's almost a pasha lasha, right? He's not needed, but four of them are, right? That's, in other words, we've got another wild shore here. In the first side of that was pshita that is chayev, they needed all five. But in the other side of the Echidami, they only need four. So Rav Nachum wants to suggest, in that case, it's okay for him to leave, and he'll be potter. Why? Why? Because Miman of Shach, he says. He leaves, and he leaves four guys, and they, like, you know, they're there. Now, if they do a good Shmira, he's great. Did he do anything wrong? No, no one did anything wrong. Let's say they don't do a good Shmira. Let's say they all mess up. So does his Shmira mean anything anymore? No, it's inconsequential. right? If they're going to mess up anyway, then he could have done the best shmir in the world and stayed around, and it still would have resulted in nothing. So at the end of the day, this is Reb Nachman's first answer. If it's 5-4, right, then we see why that first guy is off the hook.
What if only one of them is kosher and shmir? And he could have helped them.
Right, right. So that's one problem with it, right? Exactly. That's exactly one problem with it. The other reason I don't like it is, wow, that's a very, very big chiddush to say it's talking about 5-4 altogether. Right? It sounds, I think the pashas is more like, you know, maybe any one of them could have watched it or some other number, right? But to say it's dafka 5-4, that's such a big chiddush. That's not usually Reb Nachum's style. As I know, he doesn't do these kind of dachot kind of shatim usually. But this one to me was like forcing it in. So he offers a different shot also.
Why did they start with 5?
Why do they start with 5 as a number?
Yeah.
It's really not, unless it's a case like the first case where you needed all 5, but it's not, it's lav dafka 5.
Is a certain amount that the Baal trusts that specific number, or is the Baal
trust? No, he might say, look, I just need 1, right, which is really the way most Rishonim understand it. I need 1. I ask all 5 of you, I'm guaranteed maybe one of you is going to come through, right? So, yeah, and as it turned out, none of them came through, right? But that's really what the number's about in the second part of the Hechidami. It says, really anyone would suffice, right? But I'm going to ask all 5, and each of them said yes, and each committed, and that's why every single one of them, if something happened, should be chayav. Because each one of them had an achrayus individually to do the shiur. And for some reason, Rashi's still saying, right? Well, this guy goes first. The first guy is good to go, and he has nothing to worry about. So why? So Reb Nachum offers the following, which again, I think it's not going to necessarily do the full job. He says, well, he was definitely poshea. Nobody's saying he wasn't poshea. And he's getting, this is an important thing to realize about the whole Masechta. Who is responsible? Who's chayav as a mazik? The person who is? Machshir the nezek, right? Machshir the nezek. That's how you become chayav and zikin. That's the first line in that Mishnah on Pesach base, right? Mishir chad b'shmiraso is machshir the nezek, is going to be chayav the sakin on nezek, is going to be chayav to pay. That's how it works. What Reb Nachum's pointing out is just because you're posheya in shmira does not automatically guarantee that you're machshir nezek. They are two separate concepts. You could be posheya. Like this guy was. He should have stayed. What's he doing? He's going off. But was he machshir the nezek? Says Reb Nachum, no, because he left 4 guys behind. And they could have done it. They could have done it. So he was absolutely posheya, but he wasn't machshir the nezek. So he wants to say, so therefore, he's putter. So who's going to be chayiv? The last guy out. He was the one actually machshir the nezek. The last guy that could have been Shomer and wasn't Shomer. What do you think of that? You like that? I don't know. What's the flaw?
It was watchable with only one person.
Right, in other words, he spoke to 5 people. Said, all right, let's really get it down, right? The guy at the bow says, all right, you 5 guys, watch. I need 1 guy to watch my short. Will you all agree to do it? Right? I'll do it. Okay? 1 guy kicks off. Right? He's posheya. Potter. Micah Ovid. Rashi says, Micah Ovid is potter. Why should he be potter? Says Reb Nachum, well, he did a bad thing. Once he agreed to watch, they all should have stayed. He should have stayed and been made sure he's the one to do it. But he left. He was posheya. But that wasn't Masha and Inezer, because there's 4 guys waiting around to do the shmir. What's the problem with this? The problem with this is, at the end of the day, once the nezek occurs, is any one of them really more higher than any of the other ones? No, they're all. Think about it. Just would you feel like everyone, that guy's okay, the first guy to leave? Maybe he's a little in Balabatish sort of terms. Yeah, he's not as bad as the last guy that left, right? But did the last guy have any more achrayas to do the shmir here than the first guy?
Yeah, because he needs.
They all took. Okay, so yeah, that's Reb Nachum's shot. That's what he's saying. But I think in terms of Choshen Mishpat, it wouldn't hold up. I think in terms of what a shomer is supposed to do, a shomer takes an achrayas. He's supposed to watch. And you, and when you take that achrayas, you don't get to like say, oh, I'm going to make an assumption, right? Without doing a minu and shmira to take your place. That's very formal.
They already had a minu and shmira from the original.
Right, each one of them is a minu and shmira, right? So what was the shmira I took upon myself?
I need to watch.
I need to watch this animal and make sure nothing happens. I need to do that. And at the end of the day, something happened.
But I took on my minu and shmira.
Did you fulfill your responsibility? I would argue, no. So here, actually, Rav Asher Arieli offered another pshat that I think satisfies this problem. It's a derivation of Rav Nachum pshat. He said like this, really, really geschmack, because it fits in with the whole yisod of Rashi. That's what I really like about it. He says, wait a second. Poshea. The first guy, the moment he leaves, he's Poshea. Is he Machshir Nezek at that point? Like Rav Nachum says, no, he's not. He's Poshea. He left, but there's other guys there. So he's not Machshir Nezek. Machshir Nezek means set up that there will be Nezek. Right? No Shmira. Is that true when he left? He's the first guy to leave. Right? He's the first guy to leave. But he wasn't Machshir Nezek. So when is he considered Machshir Nezek? At what point? When the last guy leaves. So is he now the first one to be Machshir Nezek? He's the last one to be Machshir Nezek. Which means, Ein Hechsher Achar Hechsher. He is only Machshir Nezek after it's already Hochshar. So, Rashi Lishitaso, it's the Shema. I thought it was such a great solution to what was bothering me. Because I saw the Rav Nachum and I didn't like it. And then he comes along with this chap, I go, that's exactly right. It is that the Hechsher, it's beautiful because it teaches you a lot. It teaches you these distinct concepts called Poshea in Shmira, which is independent and a distinct principle from being Machshir the Nezek. And in this case, it's really, really drawn out. Because he says, this guy is the Mafreya, right? After the last guy leaves, it's now clear that he was Machshir Nezek. But that's already late in the game. Everyone else was Machshir Nezek before him. So, therefore, Rashi Deshitasa would certainly say, Pater. Tosus would say, no, it's Chayav anyway. Because everybody's Chayav Yesh Hechsher Achshar Achar Hechsher. Well, I shouldn't say it that way, by the way. The mafreya is the wrong expression. You're right. Correct. Thank you. It's not the mafreya. At that point, 100%. Very good. Everyone said the point he was making, don't say the mafreya. That's not good. Because then that puts him ahead of everybody. So, thank you. It's not going to not. Exactly. All right. So that was the two questions we left for last week. We have 5 minutes. I just want to introduce, you know, the next sugya. So good, we have a whole week to do this. All I want you to do for the Safsal case, which is the best part of this entire sugya, it's really, really very, very fascinating what happens, is from Bikiyas you get nothing out of this case. I just want you to know that. It's, you so miss what's going on. At least I did. When I learned in Bikiyas, I thought I had a nice little shot. I was so off on everything that's going on in this sugya. And there's so much going on, just the Gemara and Rashi. Gemara, Rashi, and the Torah. So I'll set you up with the issue for those coming back next week, and I hope you do, because this is really, really a Shabbat sugya. Safsal works like this. You have, everyone remember it? Looking at it lately? Right? So what's the case over there? This is our third attempt now at satisfying the case for our mission, right? We didn't work with Aish, didn't work with the Shomrim. Maybe we'll get it with Adam Amaz, right? So what's going on under Amazik? We have a Safsal, this bench, right? Five guys sit down on the bench, right? Seems to be okay, and then the sixth guy breaks, right? And this time, how is this different than Rav Zera? No, we have to talk about that, right? How is this, let's just get that out of the way. What's going on with that? Why does it have to be a big, heavy guy? Like,
well, no, that's the whole discussion.
It's going to be each and every one of them has to be like that, because in order to be culpable for this whole thing, it has to be that you're like that, and because the way the Rishon talked about it, and it's actually passed in this way, is if it's a normal bench where normal people sit on it, you're always popular, because it's considered that everybody is right. Mesa Machom, Smalacha kind of thing, and it's everything's fine. Kasha I have is like this. I want to tell you what, look for the stira, the machlokis between the Torah and Rashi. What's the maskana of this case? You have five guys sitting, the sixth guy comes down and breaks, right? Now let's say it's the case. The maskana, the case is where the five alone never would have broken it. They never would have broken it, but with him it breaks. Right? Right? We'll get to that. You know, that's one case. But another case is where there's a maskana, is this one. What is Rashi saying in the case of where there's the five guys that never would have broken until this guy comes on, right? And then he breaks it. Who's chayav? They should have gotten up, and therefore they're as chayav as he is. Right? That's what Rashi says. That in the case where it was never going to break just from them, but once he came on, it did break, they're chayav also. That's Rashi. What does the Torah say? Pater v'gam. That case, pater. They are learning the Gemara so differently. And then once you start to tease out, this is the beauty of the end. I never had chat until I realized the machlok is between the Torah and Rashi. Using the machlok between the Torah and Rashi, you discover the true pshat, what Rashi was saying all along, and it's really kishmak, because anyone who's up to the third parak in Bikios will really appreciate that it uses things that you now know, like Daf Lamed Aleph, right? The halacha of Niskal, Poshea or not Poshea, and that sugya of Rav Yochanan. You'll see what I'm talking about, hopefully. But there's nothing beyond Bikios for the Ian of the sugya, and it's, you just needed to know there's this machlokas, and obviously they're arguing over pshat, and we'll figure it out in the Tzushem next week. Thank you.